give me the green light.
It's not.
Because I'm ready.
It's the wrong ear.
Having a good night.
That's not even the words, is it?
I'm ready. I thought it was.
I don't remember.
Hey, so it was WrestleMania weekend.
Yeah, WrestleMania 34. Yay. A lot of fucking wrestling. We're just going to talk WWE.
So let's talk about the stuff that you watched that I didn't.
All right. First, on Friday, I sat through all 5.5 hours of the Hall of Fame. I say all 5.5 hours. I tried listening to Hillbilly Jim. Fuck him. Fast forwarded that shit. Kid Rock. Don't give a fuck. Fast forwarded that shit. But yeah, I watched the whole Hall of Fame.
Was Dolph Ziggler really drunk? I heard there was something about him being super drunk.
He probably was. He seemed like he might have been drunk. He interrupted an interview with Sonya Deville. I don't know if it was in character. Usually they're not in character at the Hall of Fame. He just flat out interrupted her. And she and Renee were very short with him and told him to leave. He might have been drunk. Isn't he always drunk there?
No, it's Dean Ambrose that's always drunk.
Dean Ambrose wasn't there.
Exactly. So
he was pulled off access, though, too.
So Ziggler had to do it in his place.
Well, what else is he going to do? He's fucking Dolph Ziggler. Remember when they had that cool thing when he was like coming out with the music and then he vanquished the title? And then you're like, he didn't vanquish the title. I guess he relinquished the title. And then they did nothing with it and he's just back to being a jobber. You remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was the Hall of Fame. It's whatever. There's nothing special. People talked way too long. People clapped.
Who inducted the Dudley Boys? Wasn't it the Hardys?
No, Edge and Christian.
Oh.
But they did call the Hardys up on stage.
Okay.
So, you know, like without the others, those teams wouldn't be popular. And I do agree with that. You know, Edge and Christian wouldn't be popular without the Hardys. And which Edge and Christian season 2 finally announced. It's official.
And Camp WWE. Yeah,
I'm pumped.
Mm-hmm.
We're the weird ones. I like a lot of the original programming on the network.
They're fun.
I really like Ride Along. I love the WWE 24 stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I really love.
I'm excited for the one for this WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Especially because I know a lot of it's going to be with like Ronda Rousey.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun.
The Empowered one, with the one, that one was really good. I just love seeing wrestlers be themselves and showing them backstage and breaking down that wall of their character. I really enjoy that. I'm glad we're at a point in wrestling with that.
You watched TakeOver, right?
Yeah, it's fucking great.
Yeah, I didn't watch TakeOver. I didn't have time.
The opening ladder match, fucking fantastic.
So who's the ladder match between?
Adam Cole, EC3, Lars Sullivan, Velveteen Dream, Ricochet.
Was that his debut? Or has he been on?
I think he's been on TV. Okay. I don't watch the regular show. And Killian Dane.
Okay.
It's fucking great. It was for the new North American Championship. Adam Cole won.
Mm-hmm.
Which is cool because later in the night, he also has to defend the tag titles because Bobby Fish was injured. This match was phenomenal. I thought it would be the best match of the night for TakeOver. Little did I know that New Japan came and booked Johnny Gargano and Tommaso Ciampa. So,
yes, I haven't watched it, but you keep telling me about how good it was.
It's one of those, it's such a slow build and you think it's WWE. So it's, I compare it to New Japan. There's like fucking 5,000 false finishes, and it just has such a build, and it's like 37 minutes. It's a long match for WWE. I really have a lot more respect for those. Like, I've always been like, oh, they're good. They're really fucking good.
Is there any other good match?
What else was there?
Wasn't Aleister Black good?
Aleister Black and Cena was really good. Aleister Black is the new champ. It was a really good match. Ember Moon and Shayna Baszler was okay. They really made Shayna look like a badass in it.
I'm just not super hot on her.
I'm not either, but her thing is she's a badass striker, MMA. She's breaking arms, right? She's fucking Ronda Rousey in NXT. So Ember did the, like, I'm going to break your fucking arm. Like, where she stomped on her elbow. It kind of mm-hmm. looks nasty. So they're like, oh, Shayna dislocated her arm. Yeah, after she takes Ember out, she goes and slams her arm into the ring post and starts screaming and then does it again. So they did the, like, she's such a badass, she just reset her fucking shoulder to continue the match.
Oh, okay.
And then the rear naked choke, she couldn't lock it in because her arm was bad. So they showed her ring awareness and smarts if she held her own hair instead of her other arm.
Hmm.
And it was a long thing, but she choked out Ember Moon and won the title. Which Ember, you know, got called up to Raw. Spoiler. And the tag match was pretty good. Pete Dunne was in it. So I like Pete Dunne. Adam Cole again. I got to see Adam Cole and Kyle O'Reilly. And Roderick Strong joined the Undisputed Era. He turned on Pete Dunne. I'm okay. He needs something, and you put him in a group, and that's fine. Pete Dunne did not need the tag titles. No. Fucking Pete Dunne. Surprise of the night, though, at TakeOver, there was nobody in the audience.
No. What is it? The world's hottest...
Free agent.
Free agent.
Drew McIntyre was on the panel. So
well, who could even be the free agent? There's been nobody that's like left prolific.
There's literally nobody left.
There hasn't been some random like Bobby Lashley, or not Bobby Lashley.
No, so he did leave.
Yeah.
Shows up on.
They, like, Jay Lethal didn't, like, leave Ring of Honor or anything, so.
Yeah, I mean, there's, like Omega. Like, the other big names.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's people that would be awesome to see him there, but I don't think they're big enough to show him in the crowd type people. Unless it was, like, Rosemary. I could see her leaving.
Taylor Hendricks.
Would she be crowd worthy?
I mean, I think she's one of the most popular Ring of Honor.
Is she with Ring of Honor anymore?
I thought she was.
I didn't think she was.
Hmm.
I hope she's in the Cruise or the Mae Young Classic this year, though.
That'd be nice.
And Deonna Purrazzo needs to fucking be in it. She's done so much stuff for WWE. Just sign her, for fuck's sake.
Well, she's going to be in the All In.
Yeah, well, this is way off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okada's in All In. Did you see that?
Mm-hmm. I'm really kind of debating on if I want to try to go to it. It's in Chicago. It's not that far away.
Yeah. I don't know if a show is worth the drive.
But Cody.
I'm sure it'll be good, but, you know, whatever. So that was TakeOver. It was a fucking great show. It's TakeOver. There's never been a bad one. I mean,
Well, there's been one that was kind of meh.
Which one?
It's from last year. I can't remember which one it was.
Yeah. So was it really
it
meh?
It was just kind of meh.
The whole thing was meh. The whole show.
I was just like, hey, meh.
Nah, you're fucking crazy. There's never been a bad TakeOver.
I'll find it. I'll remember it.
And I bet it's not bad.
Well, I'm sure it's not bad, but not like.
So before we break down WrestleMania, because that's what we're going into next. What did you think of the show overall? Did you like it or did you not like it?
It was a bummer.
It's hard to say.
It was a huge bummer for me.
There's some really good stuff on the show.
But
there's some like just okay stuff.
The thing is that I honestly might be like.
It's so hit and miss.
I might be the negative Nancy of this because I really, there's like one match that I genuinely liked and that's it.
Just one? See, there was two I really liked.
I couldn't give a shit about like the rest of it. The only reason why it was fun is I watched WrestleMania with all of Voltron, and that was fun because they'd never like watched a WrestleMania or anything. And so it was really fun for me to like explain like characters and backstories and why things were happening, but it was just kind of a bummer. I don't know.
I think overall it was, as far as WrestleMania standards in like the past 5 years, it wasn't the worst, but most of it wasn't memorable. So, kick off the armbar. Nobody gives a fuck. Matt Hardy won. It was a bunch of fucking jobbers.
Oh, I didn't watch any of that stuff, yeah.
Bray Wyatt showed up.
I was buying chippies.
This is fucking Cruiserweight title. Cedric Alexander versus Mustafa Ali. I didn't give a shit.
Cedric won, right?
Yeah, Cedric's the new champ. I just didn't care.
When I got to their house, the end of that was happening.
Yeah,
which actually surprised me because I thought Mustafa Ali was going to win.
Well, nobody cares about him.
But he looked like Sub-Zero.
No, he looked like Iron Man. He had the little hand thing.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. I like shot out light and stuff. The women's battle royal.
That was fucking terrible.
What the fuck? This was the worst thing that happened at WrestleMania.
Maybe.
I think it was the worst. For one, only Becky, Bayley, and Sasha got entrances. Everybody else walked down into a group. In the middle, Sasha, we didn't see her entrance because they interrupted it with a commercial. They had a movie clip for fucking Paige's movie. What a shitty clip. I'm not going to shit on the movie yet because the only clip we've seen is a Rock promo.
Well, it is Rock promo, and it was also in this weird, like, comedy movie, like, title card and soundtrack. I don't know what the fuck's going on with it.
We're going to watch it because we want to see WWE make a wrestling movie. I think they could do a good job of it. So, whatever. I want to watch the movie, but don't put it in the middle of a match and then talk about the women's evolution. Michael Cole doesn't know anybody's fucking name. He calls Peyton Royce the iconic duo. For one, we learned when they debuted on SmackDown, they're not even calling them the iconic duo. They're calling them the Iconics with two eyes, because that's fucking brilliant. Dakota Kai hits her finisher to like five different people, and he goes, what a kick. That's literally, it's her, what? Like.
Well, and then everybody got eliminated so fast that I couldn't even like explain people.
Well, and some of them got eliminated during a commercial break.
Mm-hmm.
Like Kairi Sane.
That blew my mind.
Like what?
By the way, that she was eliminated so fast.
And they were all eliminated. This match.
I know, but I thought that she was going to be one of the finals.
No, this match was a match to further Sasha versus Bayley. That's all this was for. Which apparently, the payoff for Sasha versus Bayley, which had match of the year a couple years ago, if you remember,
mm-hmm.
ranked as like the best women's match. Their payoff is going to be next Monday on Raw. They're going to fight on Raw.
Awesome.
Anyway, Bayley eliminates Sasha. The crowd was really into this. Mm-hmm. They were like popped hard for these two facing off. She eliminates it. Crowd goes crazy. Fucking Naomi, who's been just sitting outside for 10 minutes, comes in and wins.
See, that was funny because I thought that she got eliminated. So when Bayley did that, I was like, oh, that's cool. Bayley won. And then all of a sudden I was like, wait, what?
I don't hate Naomi, but I was like, Why are you here? Why is this?
I don't know. I was okay with it just because it's Naomi.
It was fucking dumb.
I like Naomi.
But it furthered nothing.
Yeah.
She gets the vagina trophy. Congratulations, Naomi.
It's a uterus trophy, Kyle.
Whatever. It looks fucking dumb. You ended this on a good note. The crowd liked it. I think Bayley should have won it. Bayley or Sasha should have won this match. Period. I think that's Naomi. Who cares? Who cares?
I do, Kyle.
No, you don't.
I've got my Feel the Glow shirt on right now.
No, you don't. I'm looking at you.
They don't know that.
You don't even own a Feel the Glow shirt. So that match was hot garbage. It was a mess. It was booked to be a mess, though. Like, you can't. It was just booked for spots. So it was mostly the women just had to wait for the big mass spot while it happened. Like, it wasn't that they sucked in it. It's just, you gotta get your spots.
And it was like 2 minutes long.
Yeah, it was. Just don't fucking have it. If you're gonna do that, just don't have. I'd rather you not have the match. Don't feature the women if that's what you're going to do. The only plus is there were 5 or 6 NXT people.
Yes.
So kudos to them. I thought that was awesome.
Yeah. When
and outside of Kyrie, they weren't the big name. Well, it was Peyton, Dakota Kai, and then 2 other. I don't remember their names.
Sarah Logan's and...
She's on SmackDown.
Yeah. Okay.
So it's cool to give them a WrestleMania moment. I thought that was nice. No Nikki Cross. Surprised me. But I thought, hey, Nikki, you know what? Sanity's probably going to show up on Raw or SmackDown. Nope, no sanity.
When Becky came out, I was explaining who she was. I was like, Becky is the most popular women's wrestler and probably the best right now, but they're not doing anything with her and she's not going to win this.
Nope.
And I was right.
And I hate that. If you weren't going to have, I think for the women, for that match, someone the fans wanted to win should have won. Naomi is fine, but don't have her lay the fuck outside and not do a single goddamn move until the end. And she throws her ass in Bayley's face and throws her over the top rope. That shouldn't be a finisher.
What was the first match again?
The IC title match. The Miz, Seth Rollins, and Finn Balor. I really liked the match.
I thought it was okay. I wasn't super hot on it.
It was very high-paced. It was a really good opener. I love all three of these guys, and I thought they worked really well together. Seth Rollins, Grand Slam champion, wins the IC title. This is one of those matches I was okay with any one of them winning.
Yeah.
I know they didn't build to it because you got to build to the demon, but for me it was WrestleMania and Finn Balor should have been the demon. But he's only the demon when he wins, apparently.
Yeah, so Lily, she kind of recognized the theme, and I was like, oh, he's going to come out as demon. And I was like, wait, no he's not, because they already hit the...
Yeah, it's WrestleMania, man.
He did have a cool entrance with like the LGBT t-shirt and everything.
Yeah, I thought that was really cool. WrestleMania is for grand entrances, which they don't really do that much anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the grand ones here fucking sucked. I'll get to that when I talk about Triple H and Stephanie on their fucking...
You gonna talk shit about that?
It looked stupid as fuck, for one.
Know. It was pretty cool.
No, it wasn't. Yeah, you know when it was cool, Lincoln? When they did it last year. It was the exact same fucking
fuck,
butt.
That's right, it was that.
You want Triple H to look like a badass and he comes out alone riding a trike. Nothing against trikes. He didn't look badass at all.
I forgot that.
That's when you knew, too, when they came out on bikes. Badass today. American badass isn't showing up. It's the same goddamn bikes from last year.
Yeah. But I thought it was
fucking cop out. It was bullshit. Anyway, the next match was the SmackDown Women's Championship. Charlotte, who came out with her gladiators.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool.
I thought it was pretty cool, and they were 3 NXT people. Mm-hmm. I thought it was nice because her WrestleMania debut was her being a goddess for Triple H.
Yeah.
Don't know if it was intentional, but I thought it was a nice callback for her. Versus Asuka. So it was championship versus streak.
So this is one of the only matches I liked.
I really like this match. I don't know how I feel about the end. Asuka loses. Charlotte wins clean. I'm okay with the streak being broken.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually glad the streak is broken. Yeah, so now that can stop being a fucking thing. I just don't know if Asuka tapping out was the right decision.
Well, I was thinking about that. The only thing about that match that I didn't like was that it didn't seem like Charlotte got her comeuppance until the very, very end.
And it just came out of nowhere, and Asuka immediately tapped.
Yeah, there wasn't kind of a build to her actually fighting back Asuka. It was just, I'm getting the literal shit kicked out of me this entire time, and then I'm going to do an injured leg lock that's going to tap you. I think it could have been better implemented with more offense.
That's my thing, is Asuka tapped quickly to a half-assed figure eight, because she only had one arm. I don't think that's how they should have ended the streak. I'm okay with it, her losing the streak. I am more than okay with that. Also, I kind of feel like, spoiler, on SmackDown, we're recording this on Wednesday, so SmackDown was last night. The Iconics, so they came out, cut a great promo, they're great on the mic. Beat down Charlotte, Carmella cashed in. Carmella's the new champ.
Fucking stupid.
What they should have, I'm okay with it, because that's over now, too. The fucking Money in the Bank thing's goddamn over. Let's move on. You can shot hot shot the title to somebody else. Because I almost wonder if Charlotte will go back to Raw. Because the shakeup is next week.
Oh, yeah.
My thing, though, is if you're going to have Asuka come out and just beat the fuck out of Charlotte and Charlotte wins, give Carmella that WrestleMania moment.
Well,
I think Carmella should have cashed in at Mania.
Yeah, so how I... Because I had this thing where I told Lily like how I thought the match was going to end before each match. And what I thought was going to happen with this was that basically the match that happened, happened. But what I thought was going to happen...
How many times are you going to say the word fucking happened? Jesus Christ.
The happening that happened that didn't happen that I thought was going to happen was Carmella was going to cash in while the figure four was happening.
That'd be a really dumb time to cash in.
I know. Carmella's dumb. And then they'd beat Carmella, blah, blah, blah. But Carmella and, like, Charlotte would beat on Asuka. And then she would use that.
That's fucking terrible. I'm glad that didn't happen.
It's not. That's not exactly what it was that I came up with. But I had a more concrete one at
the
time.
My thing is, first ever Women's Money in the Bank. You obviously, she's going to win the title. Let her have... She's held it for 150 fucking days or something. Let her have that moment at Mania.
Well, I guess...
There's no reason for Charlotte to win there just to drop it the next time she wrestled.
I thought that they were going to do something to, like, overpower Asuka to weaken her to then where Charlotte beat. That's what I meant.
Yep. There was no weakening in Asuka. I'm okay with Asuka losing. I just don't think it was done necessarily well.
Because I thought that still would have put her over strong of, like, the streak was broken, but it probably wouldn't have been if it was just Charlotte, but...
And at this point is when a ref told John Cena that the Taker was here. By the way, I kept track. That's only the second match on the main show. Cena's told he runs to the back like an idiot. So again, steals the thunder from the Charlotte Asuka thing because now all eyes on John Cena. He Hoganed this moment, whatever. I kept a count of how many times they cut to John Cena in the crowd. Before we started recording, I told you to guess. You said 14 times.
See, I did not think it was that
many. I might have missed one.
Hmm.
What I saw was at least 14 fucking times.
But it's John Cena.
John Cena was one of two fans that had WrestleMania
but
matches.
But it's John Cena.
Fuck John Cena. Fuck that storyline. I'll get there when I get there. It's fucking terrible. Fucking terrible. Speaking of terrible, the U.S. title match, Randy Orton defended against...
Holy Christ.
Bobby Roode, Rusev, and Jinder Mahal. Rusev is over as fuck.
Well, of course.
Why didn't he win this match?
Because they're fucking idiots.
Why is this a match? They each...
Don't know!
They all hit their signatures and finishers, and then Jinder Mahal won.
The entire time, I was just telling everybody about how awesome Rusev was, and how, like, I like him as a person.
Yeah.
Like, way more than him as a wrestler. And then I was talking about Jinder Mahal's soggy nips and his steroid usage, and then he won.
Yep.
That was the match.
So Jinder Mahal is the U.S. champ. Did you see who became number one contender on SmackDown that's going to face him for that title at Backlash?
Isn't it Randy Orton?
Randy fucking Orton.
Yeah,
again.
Who the fuck cares?
God damn it.
Can Randy Orton just retire?
He's better than Jinder. At least Randy has earned the spot to have a title. Or be on a pay-per-view.
God damn it, I don't like Jinder.
I
wanted to like Jinder last year, remember?
You tried.
I tried. Because I thought that if he's a good wrestler...
But he's not.
That's the thing. If you took Jinder and you put just the same thing, but just competent wrestling, he would be great. But he's not.
No, this match was nothing. I wrote, what a nothing match, fuck off. That was my note. This was the SmackDown match. Three out of those four fought on SmackDown, and it was a better match. Now, was it just time, or is it because Jinder wasn't in it? We'll never know.
I'm surprised that there's not... Tough. Wait, are the Singh brothers with him still?
One of them is. The other one had surgery.
Oh. Why didn't they have one of them help him?
Because they didn't have to, man. He's too good. He won on his own. Jinder, he's modern-day Maharaja.
What was the next match?
The next match was my match of the night. It was Stephanie McMahon and Triple H.
Yep, okay.
I know this sounds weird. I was not looking forward to this match at all. You were not looking forward to this match.
No, I was.
I was not looking forward to Stephanie McMahon... Fucking cottage cheese thighs Triple H, a broken Kurt Angle, and a debuting Ronda Rousey.
The only thing I wasn't looking forward to was Kurt Angle.
Yeah, I was not looking forward to Kurt Angle. And like much of us, we thought Triple H and Kurt Angle would do the majority of the work in this. They do very little in this match.
Kurt just like stumbles around like a penguin.
One. All right, I'll say this. I want to say this about Ronda Rousey first. They need to get her some new fucking ring gear.
You didn't like that?
I liked it. But did you see how many times she had to adjust it?
Oh, I did see that.
This was not good ring gear for her.
Well.
She Bubba Ray Dudley hard, dude. She Bubba Ray'd. Ronda looked really fucking good.
Yeah.
Like wrestling-wise.
I agree.
Really fucking impressed. Like, I thought, like, all I wanted was a good outing to show that she's got a good base. We didn't think she'd be great.
Mm-hmm.
She looked like she's been wrestling a long. There were some timing issues, but I rewatched it. It wasn't just her. This match, they had weird pause spots for the crowd to cheer. Like, I've noticed they keep doing the thing with her, like somebody will do, and she'll just hold it way too long before she'll do a move. But Kurt did it when he held Stephanie. He grabs her
leg.
Oh,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Triple H did it. It's like they're just like, this is the spots where, these are the spots where you cheer. We're just going to wait. Because at first I'm like, why is Ronda's timing so weird? And I rewatched and realized, that's just how they're booking the match. That's not her at all.
I mean, there were flubs with her. There are definitely like little things that show how green she is. But I think for anybody that's
trained. For your first fucking match.
And it's at WrestleMania. And
she didn't pressure, have any more flubs than Stephanie did. Or Kurt Angle. Mm-hmm. But he can't fucking move.
Yeah.
I was impressed that WWE allowed intergender actual things in this.
Well, see, the funny thing about that was that I was talking about how that I didn't think that. Well, JC brought up, she's like, so does that mean, like, is Ronda Rousey just going to beat up Triple H? I was like, well, probably not.
I thought that would happen.
Well, I was like, probably not. She'll probably do something, but they don't actually have them, like, fight each other. Then that's exactly what happened.
That's not the one that surprised me. Kurt Angle lock and the ankle lock on Stephanie is what surprised me. And, man, Triple H sold for her like $1 million. I do think she caught Stephanie with an uppercut to the stomach. Which is fine.
Mm-hmm.
Which is hilarious because you see her corner Fury punches and later you see Shane McMahon's and I'm like, Shane, how could you watch that match and go, those are about as good as mine. Yeah, I can do that. I'm glad because we're all worried that she's all smiles. Even here, mm-hmm. She walked down, she's all smiles. But much like in UFC, once she got in the ring, that was gone.
Yeah.
Her trash talk was, to Stephanie was pretty good. Mm-hmm. To Triple H was funny when she's like, you're the biggest cheater ever. And I'm like,
that was good, but then when he's like, I'm gonna beat up your wife now, that was pretty funny.
I like that a lot. Yeah, I and Stephanie work really fucking well together.
Thoroughly sports entertained by this match. By no means do I think it's like the best match ever.
No, but I think it's the best match on this
card. It's fun. It was a WrestleMania match.
Yeah, like I don't know that like wrestling wise it was the best match, but this exceeded expectations. This was super fun. She hit a fucking Hurricane Rana and I was like, what the fuck? Didn't expect that. I thought her armbar was going to look really sloppy because the one on Triple H did, and then I almost wonder, like, is he just kind of broken and couldn't take it?
Mm.
She got him on Stephanie just fine.
Yeah.
Triple H, though, it's like she hooked behind his head instead. Maybe it's because his arms are just so fucking massive.
Well, they are really fucking big.
I thought that they, because she did it again, she slapped Stephanie in another one on Raw, and they had to wrap her fucking arm. I liked that to make it look worse, like when she held it.
Oh, yeah.
When she held it with the elbow down.
Yeah.
So her arm, like, did bend. You know, it bent the right way, but it looked brutal. And Stephanie begging for mercy. And Ronda just goes, too late, and just pulls it back.
Mm-hmm.
I expect really good things from her. I really do. So yeah, kudos to Ronda Rousey.
Yeah.
And Kurt Angle didn't look as terrible. I was going to say didn't look as stiff, and that's not true.
Yeah. He was fine.
And Stephanie did the spit, so I was proud of her. And Stephanie did pretty good.
Yeah, everybody did good. And I got to see Triple H
again. They told such a great story in this match.
Do you think Triple H is going to have a non-Stephanie McMahon match?
Yeah, he's fighting John Cena at the GER.
Well, not that. I'm talking about like Mania or something.
Next Mania, yeah. You act like he only has Stephanie matches. This is the only one he's ever had at Mania.
Yeah, but last year Stephanie was there like the entire time.
Yeah, because she was at ringside.
I know. I don't want it to be ringside. I want just Triple H.
Lincoln? You know she's been at ringside with him since, like, 99, right?
Yeah, but she interfered with the last one.
She's interfered since 1999.
Has she interfered?
Yes.
Ain't I just the dumbest motherfucker?
You are. She's always been there, dude. Thought the match was great.
I guess maybe just last year. I think I just thought it was way more prominent than previous
She
years.
Didn't interfere. He knocked her through a table.
That's what
I'm... Yeah. Hmm. He almost punched her this time.
Yeah. I don't know. I love Triple H. I want to suck on his nipples.
I'm sure he'd let you. So, speaking of great matches, then we go to the SmackDown Tag Titles. The Usos defending against the New Day and Bludgeon Brothers. It's like they're like, all right, we don't want you to shorten the match. We want you to have a full-length match. We have 35 seconds to go.
I didn't even know, like, I'm trying to remember what I was even doing during this match. Because...
Did you blink?
I guess, because I don't even remember the match.
It was so fast to hit their spots that it was sloppy. The moves weren't sloppy. The match was sloppy. This is fucking insulting. You had the Usos and the New Day.
It was like New Day came out and they had their crazy entrance. And then they all got in the ring. And then
them and the Usos
and
did
then
their
all of a sudden, spot, and then it was over.
Spots with each other. And then the Bludgeon Brothers just destroyed them all and they won. Why do you have this match?
Hey, but I'm glad the Bludgeon Brothers won. I am. I legitimately am. You know why? Because I think that they're great.
I do, yeah.
And I think that they need to legitimize the Bludgeon Brothers.
Did you see that Luke Harper's mask was made by Tom Savini?
I did. That's cool.
Yeah, they do need to legitimize them. If you're going to have a squash match like this, don't do squash matches back-to-back at WrestleMania.
Why don't they let the Bludgeon Brothers actually fight with their sledgehammers?
Because then you'd realize they're cool. Foam.
But they could use LARP foam.
They could. They're not going to let him fight with sledgehammers because that's Triple H's thing. Triple H uses a sledgehammer.
Yeah, but he uses like a real sledgehammer. These are like World of Warcraft sledgehammers.
Yeah. They're not actually sledgehammers. They're just big hammers.
Yeah, but you could sledge something.
Because the hammers are fucking stupid.
All right, what was the next match?
Well, speaking of squash matches back-to-back, it was John Cena versus The Undertaker.
Okay, so.
You're wrong.
No.
You are, but go ahead.
I liked the fucking lightning bolt.
That looked ridiculous.
I love the lightning bolt.
The shitty fucking After Effects. Voltron
loved the lightning bolt. They thought it was awesome.
Oh my god, it looked fucking stupid.
They fucking loved it. You don't even know.
That's video toaster level. They're fucking lightning.
They're listening to this right now, mad as hell at you right now.
Good, fuck them.
Because that was awesome.
No,
it looked fucking Undertaker. And Undertaker looked really good.
Yeah, because he wrestled for a minute and a half.
I know. He couldn't. That's why it was good, okay? Because they let him run as long as he could. It was good, okay?
Do you know why this wasn't good?
Why?
The build has been fucking stupid. The entire build has been fucking stupid.
Can I tell you? Hold on. I'm going to let you finish. I was sports entertained, but it was not good wrestling. I rest my case. Your Honor?
No, it wasn't even
Honor,
entertaining.
I rest my case.
This is fucking dumb. The build has been shit. It's been Cena whining and being a heel. I'm one moment, man. One moment, meh. Oh, John, you should join the Honor Bar. He's like, but then I'll take away a spot from somebody who earned it. Because, you know, somebody couldn't have fought fucking Undertaker. Whatever. Fuck John Cena. And then when Undertaker finally comes out, then John Cena's a scared little bitch. You've been asking for this week after week.
He was scared because he's a fucking undead warlock and lightning just happened.
That lightning was stupid.
That lightning was not stupid because it was the Undertaker manifesting electrical.
No, it was
coming up. Ugh, it was the Undertaker.
It was a shit match.
Cool. It was cool. You're done.
The build sucked.
It was the coolest shit I've ever seen.
The match had zero payoff. There was no reason for Undertaker and John Cena to fight at WrestleMania.
It was so tight.
It was fucking stupid. It was fucking dumb. It was shit.
But what?
It was absolute garbage. No, there was no interest in this match. And then you just buried Cena. That was a joke. You didn't bury Cena. But why do you have this build of like, Taker's a coward, blah, blah, blah. And I get that's what they're doing is like, oh, Taker, you're a bitch. You won't fight me. You're a big pussy. You're afraid. And he just comes in. He's like, I'm just going to level you, motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
That story didn't get told in the ring. All he did, they're like, oh, it's old school. Oh, it's a flying clothesline. Oh, it's a choke slam. Oh, it's tombstone. Oh, it's
over. I don't know, but I kind of like that. I don't know why.
If there would have been a real build.
I wish I could honestly tell you why. This is like my Children of the Corn moment right now. I don't know why, but I loved it.
Because you're a mark, dude.
I think it's because of that, too. I think it was just because I was so
in all fairness,
in
also the Taker matches you've seen have been like Roman Reigns.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Roman Reigns, right?
Yeah, it's Roman.
Yeah.
Well, then I saw Brock Lesnar.
Brock Lesnar, yeah. This needs to be his last fucking match.
Yeah. But I liked that. I was like, okay, he can actually move and I'm not scared he's going to die.
Well,
like,
he did have surgery, so.
Yeah. But what else could they have done?
Did Undertaker need this? They could have not had Taker come back. They could have let him stay fucking retired is what they could have done.
But he's gonna squash.
My thing is, everybody's like, he needs to go out on top. He's fucking Undertaker. It doesn't matter if he lost his last match. He's goddamn Undertaker. He went out on top.
Kyle, the Undertaker manifested with lightning.
He did
not. Squashed John Cena. John Cena?
He did not manifest himself with lightning.
Yes, he did. What are you talking about?
He manifested himself with lightning. He manifested his fucking hat and jacket into the ring with lightning.
Yeah.
That's not himself, you idiot.
And then that's part of himself.
No, those are clothes.
Yeah, did he fills?
You're fucking dumb. The lightning was dumb.
I love The Undertaker.
I do like
The
Undertaker.
I have an Undertaker tattoo.
You do not. This match didn't need to happen.
It was amazing.
No, shut up.
5 stars.
Fucking idiot. So anyway, the next match was Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn.
Fuck this match. I don't even want to talk about it.
Really?
Don't talk to me.
Okay, versus Daniel Bryan and Shane
McMahon. It sucked. This match sucks so hard.
I don't think it sucked, but this could have been fucking phenomenal. What made it shit, I'm covering his name right now. Shane McMahon.
Why did you cover his name?
Because I don't even want to look at it. Shane McMahon brought this match down, and they made the story about him. Because they laid out Daniel at the beginning, and I know he's going to keep doing it, but Daniel, stop doing this, like, selling your neck like you injured, because you're giving me a mild heart attack every goddamn time you do it. It was this match was all about Shane McMahon. It wasn't about Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn, who lose their job if they lose, or Daniel fucking Bryan just returned to goddamn wrestling.
Yeah, all they did was, like, they were like, hey, let's get the huge pop for Daniel Bryan.
All right, now have him lay outside for 20 minutes while Shane gets beat up in his hernia.
It's fucking terrible.
Shane shouldn't have been in this. What this match should have been instead was Daniel Bryan with Shane in his corner versus Sami Zayn with Kevin Owens in his corner.
Mm-hmm.
And just let Daniel Bryan fucking go be goddamn Daniel Bryan at WrestleMania. You didn't need this other. Shane McMahon wrestled the majority of this match. It doesn't matter because it was Daniel Bryan. People love this fucking match. They were going to love it because Daniel Bryan was there at fucking WrestleMania. And I get that. This match could have been anything.
It was so bad.
But I wish it didn't involve Shane. He brought this match down. Hell, give me a handicap match. Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn versus Daniel Bryan.
I don't know why it wasn't just a singles match. And I hate Shane McMahon.
I don't mind him as a person, but stop fucking wrestling.
Hey, but he did his coast to coast. Remember that?
Yeah, which is fine.
His head looks like a Pringles can.
But the whole thing is like, look at Shane. Look at how he's fighting through adversity and pain. You just brought a stretcher out for Daniel Bryan. We're not going to, like, he's not fighting through anything. He hasn't wrestled in 3 fucking years because he almost died. Yeah, that's fine. But, I mean, Shane's got a hurt tummy. Well, Shane's tummy. He's got a hernia. No, he fucking doesn't, or he wouldn't be wrestling.
What is the thing that he does actually have?
Diverticulitis.
What's that?
I don't know.
What's that do?
I'm not a fucking doctor.
That's some kind of penis thing?
But they also
thing?
Said he had an umbilical hernia. No, they wouldn't have had
don't
him
don't you get
there.
That cut off at birth?
As much as I love Daniel Bryan... The SmackDown match he had against AJ Styles. That's the type of match he should have. He should have had a one-on-one match. As much as I love Kevin Owens, it should have been Sami Zayn. Because Sami Zayn versus Daniel Bryan could have been a great fucking match at WrestleMania. Even if it was short, and it was because it's Daniel Bryan.
Mm-hmm.
It was not hard to please us with this match. Have Daniel Bryan go out there, do yes, do Daniel Bryan spots, do the yes kicks. We would have fucking just... we would have just ate that fucking shit up. And we would have said this match was amazing. But then here comes money.
Here comes money.
He ruined it. He ruined the match.
Yep. Sucked. I hated it.
So then we go to the Raw Women's Championship.
Sucked. I hated it. Don't even want to talk about it. Alexa Don't Bliss. Even say her
nope,
goddamn
we're fucking talking
name.
About it. Alexa Bliss lost the title to one Nia Jax. Who? So Nia Jax had she debuted a new move.
Oh boy, what was it?
Throw them by the hair. This move, she's so good at it. It replaced every other fucking move in wrestling. I'm fucking livid. You want to know somebody's mad right now? Fucking Everett. Everett's so goddamn pissed right now.
Why?
Because he loves Nia. Remember?
Yeah.
She can't fucking wrestle.
Doesn't matter. He's been fucking defending her all goddamn week because we keep talking about it. He was like, oh, she's doing so much better. No, she's not. She sucks.
Do you wanna
she's
know,
doing better at sucking.
Do you want to know my one note? Boring. No one cares. Nia sucks.
Nia's terrible. And I've had to tell it. He's like, you just don't like it because you don't like people that are fat.
That's no.
And I was like, no. You're not going to hit me with that fucking kayfabe shit. I don't like her because she's a bad wrestler.
As a person, she seems awesome.
No, she doesn't. I don't like her as a person
either. I like her as a person.
I don't like her as a person.
But fuck the problem with her in this...
Don't at me.
In this match... All right, it's fine. She's limited. You put her in there with somebody that can carry a match, right? Man, I love Alexa. She is not that person. Alexa cannot carry a WrestleMania quality match.
Well, especially because Alexa, the thing with her, at least right now...
Because she also somebody very limited in what she can do well.
She is...
Great on the mic.
Great on the mic, decent in the ring.
She cannot carry this match. Because things she did, like being afraid. I know it was a little comedy spot, but when Nia did her like... yell and then Alexa did like her little like scream. I like that spot. If you're going to do this match, do it in the Alexa's the cowardly heel, her grabbing the belt like she's gonna leave.
Yeah,
but don't do the Nia. It's just like her throwing around Mickey at the beginning. Fine.
Mm-hmm.
Fine. But that's all she fucking did in the match.
Kyle, she's not like most girls. Okay, she doesn't need to use all those wrestling moves.
Did she even? She did her Samoan drop off the top rope.
Mm-hmm.
I hated this match. I can't wait for. Someone to beat Nia, but I have a feeling she's going to be running with this title a long time.
I hate it so much.
Or if Asuka comes back to Raw and that's how they're going to get a belt on Asuka. They just don't want her to beat Charlotte. Nia needs to be hotshotting this belt to somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying she can't get there eventually. She is not there right now.
I don't care. Just fire her. I hate her.
You look at the Raw women's roster of talent right now before the shakeup. you have Mickie James, you have Sasha Banks, you have Bayley, you have Asuka, because I think she's still technically on Raw. You have, not the best ring, but Alexa. You have, who else is there? Mandy Rose isn't terrible.
Where's Becky? SmackDown?
SmackDown. You have a lot of talented people on there.
Why don't they have Becky go to Raw and take it?
They might have Becky go to Raw. It's hard to say who's going where. I have a feeling that Sasha Bailey, they're doing it on Raw next week because one of them's going to SmackDown. That's the end of the fucking feud.
That's it?
Is my prediction. That is the end of the goddamn feud.
Well, but what if they...
I think...
Well, hold on. Hold up. Because isn't the next pay-per-view...
dual branded.
Yeah. So couldn't they technically end it with that, even though they're on deck separate shows?
They could, but usually dual branded doesn't mean the brands fight each other. They leave that for Survivor Series.
Okay.
I think Bayley goes to SmackDown and Becky comes to Raw.
Okay.
And I'm okay with that. Everybody thinks Sasha should go to SmackDown. Like, then you're going to get Sasha versus Charlotte more, you fucking idiots.
Yeah, I don't want that.
I don't need that for a while. Whatever. This match was terrible. I wasn't looking forward to it. This should have been where Charlotte and Asuka was, and Charlotte Asuka should have been here.
Can I ask you a weird question that just came to mind, and I don't know why?
What?
So, Emma, a.k.a. Tennelle Dashwood, I was looking on, because I did a rather large order on Pro Wrestling Tees, because I lost control of my life.
Okay.
They had really good sales, and I just
nobody, you don't have to justify it.
Kyle, it was on sale.
What are you fucking asking about Emma?
She has t-shirts that are just bikini pictures of herself on the t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Who buys those? Would you ever buy one of those?
No, I wouldn't buy one of those. Look at most wrestling fans.
But
I'm just giving you a look right now. No, I wouldn't buy those.
But my question...
But people do.
But why? Why would you wear a t-shirt?
Because they like her because she's hot.
Well, yeah, but...
That's why.
But why would you just want a t-shirt with her just being hot on it?
Because you can look at it every day in the mirror. You can look at a hot girl while you're masturbating.
So what was the next match?
The next match was the dream match.
Oh, Lincoln. Boy. Here we go. Here we go. I get to have a fucking brain aneurysm.
The dream match of AJ Styles versus Shinsuke Nakamura in one of the most nothing matches.
You ready for this? Shout outs to Reddit for being hilarious because my post-WrestleMania thing I did for like 5 hours was going on Reddit and seeing all the people that could not accept that this wasn't good. I've seen the biggest one, the number one of reason why this match wasn't good, because the audience wasn't into it.
Do you know why the audience wasn't into it?
Because it wasn't fucking good.
And I gave it the benefit of the doubt. I think you did too, throughout the entire match. Because I thought, this is Shinsuke and AJ. They're going to let him do New Japan style with the build. So it starts slow, and it starts to speed up until it ramps up into like, blow your fucking mind type match. So it starts slow, they start to build, and then it ends. Where's the third act of this match? You know, like you're...
Well, and
where's the rest of the match? I want to see the cutting room floor of this match, because I feel it was edited for time. I want to see the rest of this match.
Well, and I also realized about halfway through the match that it was going to have an underwhelming finish, just because they hadn't... It didn't even really ramp to me at all. It was just this weird pace. And I felt so bad because I had hyped this match up so much.
No, it didn't
much.
Really ramp. I'm just saying speed of the match increased.
And I was like, this is going to be the best match of the night. This is going to be incredible. And then it sucked.
And that's how they built really it bad. As a dream match. My biggest note was, match was nothing special, but it could have been. And it could have been. You build it as the greatest match ever. All you did, WWE, with this match is make people go, why was there so hype? Let me go check out this Wrestle Kingdom 10. Holy shit. It exists. A good match with these two exists. Why wasn't it at WrestleFuckmania?
So I want to talk a little bit about my heel turn on Shinsuke. I feel bad
not
about
Shinsuke's heel turn?
No, not about that.
I do like the heel turn of Shinsuke.
Yeah, whatever.
He needs fucking something right now.
I've kind of given up on Shinsuke because I feel really bad about it. I don't want to. But it's just, he had a fucking mind-blowing, one of my favorite matches of all time, NXT debut.
Yeah, Sami Zayn?
Yeah. And then has done absolutely nothing for me since then. And it's I feel like one of the Reddit apologists of where I've been making excuses this entire time. And I just think it's him. And the reason being is because of his infamous just kind of sleepwalking matches in New Japan when it wasn't anything big. And I just, at this point, there hasn't been a match that I've seen him do that I didn't really, in the back of my mind, think that he was just kind of going through the motions with. And this was also a match that was just him kind of going through the motions.
Him, AJ felt the same way in this to me, though.
I don't know.
Some of that in this match, because I do agree with you. Some of that in this one, like, you could tell this something was off, this match was shortened by looking at AJ's demeanor as he walked down the ramp.
Mm-hmm.
He looked deflated a little bit. Like, they didn't look happy. So I do feel that there was more to this match, and they did cut it for time.
I don't know. It just sucks.
Cut this match for time, but yet you had the SmackDown title match? You went through all this shit. Because Cena and Taker didn't just start. There's Elias thing, and there's a whole fucking thing before the match.
Yeah.
Just don't have those. What did they? They cut a lot for time in this.
Well,
there wasn't the live musical performance.
Yeah, Rock wasn't there to do the live music, which we thought.
Oh, you mean Kid Rock?
Or Kid Rock. No, it's the Rock, yeah.
Kid Rock wasn't even there for the Hall of Fame.
Oh, hey.
On the stage.
Kyle, I watched Moana. It was really good.
Manoa?
Yeah. It was actually really, really great. I loved it.
Yeah, I figured it would be. I'm the disappointed dad with AJ and Shinsuke.
It just sucked.
By the way, SmackDown, so Shinsuke did interfere in the Daniel Bryan AJ Styles match and did a move to Daniel Bryan. And then Daniel Bryan sold the neck. He did the Kinshasa to the back of the head. And I was like, why would you do that to Daniel Bryan? Oh, God. They're going to play with my emotions with Daniel Bryan for a long time, I think.
I mean, the thing with Shinsuke, if...
Because Daniel Bryan sold it fucking great. That's like the one move now where he's like, oh, look, I'm still Shinsuke.
So this is, with Shinsuke, this is how I feel about him. If this heel turn makes it so that he actually starts wrestling like Shinsuke fucking Nakamura, then I will have hope in him again. But I'm scared that this heel turn is just going to be the same shit. Because the only thing I can think of is maybe by him being a face, they can't really have him doing strong style wrestling because that's not what faces do in WWE. This is like my last straw of apologizing
for
Shinsuke's
shit. Yeah, because everybody said they wouldn't do strong style. We'll get there, but once again, they had Brock split somebody open with a fucking elbow.
Yeah.
Don't tell me he can't do strong style wrestling.
Yeah. I just don't know if it's they don't want him to do it as a face, and that's why he hasn't been able to.
I'm hopeful for the heel turn. I thought it was weird as a heel was the first time they let him cut a promo without the mouth guard.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird, because then, like, oh, people realize, like, oh, his English isn't really as
fucking
bad as it is in the ring, because he's talking with a fucking mouth guard in. I'm hopeful for the heel turn.
It just sucks.
I mean, it did happen, but I'm hopeful. I do like that he just keeps punching AJ in the dick. He did it again on SmackDown. It's one of those, like, how many times it's like, AJ, dude, he's going to punch you in the dick. He's like, nah, he's going to punch you in the dick.
I think it's just so weird because it's kind of like my emotional investment in Shinsuke just because it's like he's the one that got me into New Japan Wrestling. He's what got me into, like,
Got you into wrestling.
Yeah, like, he's what got me into wrestling, and I was so excited. When he came to WWE, it was like a dream come true for me.
And this is the match we all wanted.
And it's just, ever since then, it's just been a slow downward of me just being disappointed.
Where he could turn that is, what's the one match he wanted when he came to WWE?
Fucking Daniel Bryan.
Yeah. Who is an active wrestler now.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the main reasons they turned Shinsuke heel. So it's Shinsuke Daniel Bryan. How is he going to perform in a match that he wanted?
Yeah.
And that's why he came there for. You get Shinsuke going all out versus Daniel fucking Bryan. It's a really good fucking match.
As long as he's just not going through the motions.
In all fairness, you put Daniel Bryan in the ring with almost anybody.
Yeah.
It's going to be a really good fucking match. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So I haven't given up yet, but how many times? You can only have him lose a title match so many times. He lost to Ginger twice.
Yeah.
You know, not that long ago. So the next match was the Raw Tag Titles. It was the Bar defending again. Braun Strowman and his mystery partner. He was a 10-year-old named Nicholas out of the audience.
It was funny. I mean, I don't know.
I don't hate it.
I hated it.
Braun and Nicholas won the tag titles and then the next night relinquished them because of
scheduling conflicts,
which was school for Nicholas.
I hate it. I hated it for the first maybe like 30 seconds. Then I was like, yeah, whatever.
Braun is such a fun human being. Like, he really is. Like, I hated it. But then when he went for the tag and like the crowd was really enjoying it. My thing about this was it a wrestling match? No. Was it kind of a burial of the tag division? Yeah, a little bit. Just a tad.
A little bit.
But was it a WrestleMania moment?
Yeah.
And the answer to that is yes. And that's all WrestleMania really is, is the moments. And this was a WrestleMania moment. We'll always remember it. Everybody's going to remember it. This kid's going to remember it for the rest of his fucking life. Braun Strowman did a cool thing. This guy can still, he's a face. Who's still over as the monster that will destroy people. that can have a comedy match with a kid. I mean, what a fucking talented guy. That he can pull, just juggle all this shit.
Yeah. Well, I think the reason why I hated it at first was because I was really expecting it to be Rey Mysterio, and I was really excited. But then once I got over that, I was like, all right, whatever.
And once this happened, I was like, I was glad it wasn't Rey Mysterio. Like, was that needed?
But it would have been cool.
Yeah, but does your big monster need help in beating Sheamus and Cesaro, you know?
Yeah.
I thought it was a fine match. But he did relinquish the title, so I guess, well, the number one contender match is Matt Hardy and Bray Wyatt versus The Revival.
So are they, like, healthy now?
Yeah.
Okay.
So they're obviously going to lose to Matt Hardy and Bray Wyatt. They're going to win the titles. But
I can't deal with it. Okay.
I love The Revival. Gotta love them.
I just want to see him start wrestling again because it fucking got hit with such a huge roadblock.
Let's talk about the main event real quick, and then we'll quickly go over Raw and SmackDown, and then we're fucking done.
Okay.
Main event for Universal title.
Fucking suck.
Brock Lesnar versus Roman Reigns.
Hated it. Sucked.
This match was terrible.
Brock won. It was dumb. Nobody cares.
It was the only surprise of the night.
Suck my balls.
Would you say it was surprising that Brock won?
Yes.
Because we all...
But it was more so surprising that I just stood there, and I just... I did this expression. I had my eyes closed, and I just went... for like 20 minutes, and Lily was just like, are you okay?
They really wanted you to get behind Roman as the underdog again. It was six.
Because Roman's the dog. He's the underdog and he's got to overcome all the obstacles.
Do you know what's. I just don't understand still. They had him bleed. I mean, he fucking bled like a motherfucker.
So did he blade or did they just let him do the.
That was another elbow. Okay. Yep. Sure looked like it. If not, because.
I couldn't tell.
Brock took off the glove. I took off the gloves to elbow him, which was weird. I think that's just so people in the cheap seats could know what he was doing. Three elbows, he rolled over and poured blood onto his arm. Okay. I didn't see where he could have bladed at all in that.
Well, because I didn't notice the blood until after he rolled over. So
he rolled over immediately.
Oh, okay. So it was fat.
Brock
okay.
elbowed him, stood up, Roman rolled over. The camera didn't move. Right. So I know they really want to get Roman over. Stop making him an underdog. Stop booking him as the underdog. Do you know what could have got him over in this? This is the biggest threat to Brock Lesnar. Roman Reigns, he's fighting Roman Reigns, who's... equal in talent and size and power.
Mm-hmm.
Make him a badass. Don't make him a badass who's also the underdog.
Yeah, especially because he ate, like, what? 8 finishers of Brock Lesnar? Yeah, and didn't faze him.
Kicked out of all of them. Except for the last one, obviously.
Yeah.
He's busted open. Don't make him the underdog. I am looking forward to his next feud his match at Backlash.
Mm-hmm.
Which I do think he's fighting Roman again in a steel cage in Saudi Arabia.
Okay.
But his next match is Samoa Joe and Brock Lesnar. Or Roman Reigns, Samoa Joe.
See, I think that's a perfect opponent for him.
Because here's the thing. I think most people tell Roman Reigns is really fucking good in the ring.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can agree with that now.
Say what you want about their last WrestleMania match. They wrestled. It was a fine match between Brock and Roman.
Mm-hmm.
It was a fine match. But this was another one like you really just wanted us to feel sorry for him. And we didn't. They had to mute the fucking crowd at WrestleMania. Did you love when they turned it back up because they thought they were chanting, this is awesome, and they were chanting, this is awful?
Oh, gotta go back down. Oh, actually, in closing WrestleMania, did you notice that the sound for the audience was just down like the entire event? It was really low, and I don't know why.
I don't think it was.
Did you not? Well, because I texted Everett. I'm
trying to get better speakers.
Huh?
That sounded fine to me.
Well, I texted Everett, and he said the same thing. He thought that the crowd was really low.
Sounded fine to me.
It was super muted. I don't know what it was. And like the announcers were really loud, but I couldn't hear the audience.
I don't know. See, I heard the audience just fine.
Okay. It might have just been the TVs that we were using. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Sounded just fine to me. And they during the Roman thing, there were the chants, the CM Punk chants. There was the Beach Ball Mania going on.
Yep.
I hate the Beach Ball thing because you're bringing it in with the intention of not enjoying a match. You spent good fucking money at WrestleMania.
A lot of money.
You come in knowing, like, I'm not going to enjoy a match so I can bring this beach ball. There was no match on this. I was like, this is going to suck. There was matches where I said this will probably suck.
Mm-hmm.
But a good example is the Ronda match. I was surprised. I thought Ronda's barely going to do anything. She's going to come in, slap on her armbar. She's going to win.
Yep.
I didn't think she was going to be pulling out the fucking speed. And it was a good match.
What do you want to give WrestleMania?
We don't rate them like that.
I gave my match. How many stars? One.
Compared to what? Yeah, probably one.
I honestly did not like this Mania.
Overall, it just wasn't... The majority of the matches were just okay. There were some shit, but you get fucking 7 hours, it's going to be shit. Fucking Wrestle Kingdom, there's some shit out of it. It's fine. Don't act like the Battle Royals ever good.
I don't know. Some of it's fun, though.
Don't act like it's good, though.
Yeah, it's not good.
You know. And some of the matches were really fucking good on this. But some of them could have been great, and they weren't. And I think that's the biggest disappointment.
Yeah, I just came out with just a sour note. I mean, I enjoyed watching it because I was sports entertained for most of it. Because the Ronda Rousey was just so fucking good. So I mean, fun. I loved the Undertaker stuff, even though I know you hated it. It was fun.
I just thought the build was dumb.
And I enjoyed watching it with Voltron. If I would have watched it by myself, I would have probably just turned it off.
I mean, because if you just look at random people on this card. Ronda Rousey, Shinsuke, AJ, Daniel Bryan. Like, just look at, like, names you have on this WrestleMania. You have Asuka there. You have Charlotte and Brock and Roman and Finn Bat. Like, you have all these former and current, like, just all over the place. Huge fucking names.
And it was just so meh.
And you just met it, yeah. So, all I'm going to talk about on Raw is debuts, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So, Bobby Lashley showed up.
I called that.
Yeah.
Technically, I called that as for my Mania prediction, which we didn't do an episode on.
Then you didn't call it because he wasn't at Mania.
My Mania prediction was that he was either going to be Braun's partner or he was going to debut on Raw.
Well, you know what my prediction is for Bobby Lashley?
What?
This isn't fucking TNA and nobody will give a fuck in a month.
But he looks like a Ninja Turtle.
No one will give a shit about Bobby Lashley. You know why? Because he was there before and no one gave a fuck. Because it's Bobby Lashley. He's fine. He's improved a lot. But nobody's going to care.
Why don't they just repackage Bobby Lashley with Scott Steiner's gimmick?
They should repackage him back to fucking Impact. As far as I'm concerned. No Way Jose debuted on Raw. Poor motherfucker, man.
Yeah, it's over.
I love him.
GG.
I love No Way Jose. He's fun. He's a good wrestler. Mm-hmm. He's a fun dude. Man, it's not going to work on Raw. He's Adam Rose.
It's all over. It's
not going to work.
It's done.
The only saving grace would have been for him to like go to SmackDown, because at least he had Breezango.
Enjoy your paycheck. You'll be getting a fucking
he'll be there for a long
time. For like, in like 5 years.
Nah, because he'll be one of those.
5 years from now, listen to this. I called it. Oh. Don't at me. No Way Jose.
A lot of people will be gone in 5 years. I just feel bad for him. Who else debuted? Ember Moon. Kudos to her. Hugo Knox was fired a long time ago from NXT. I think that... Oh, Authors of Pain also debuted.
Oh, yep, that's right.
So, good for all those guys. What else happened on Raw? Anything? Oh, Paige officially retired.
Mm-hmm.
Which, I didn't mention the Women's Royal Rumble.
Oh, yeah, the shitty Michael Cole thing.
Fuck you, Michael Cole. Like, you could tell, like, it crushed her. When she's commentating the Women's Battle Royal, Michael Cole just looks at her and goes, "You're injured or you'd be wrestling, huh?" She's like, "Yeah, maybe next year." Like, you could tell it legit broke her heart to not be in the ring. And I felt bad. Like, she's been through some shit. I'm not saying she hasn't done some crazy, stupid stuff. But she's like 25 years old. I hate that she has to retire.
I have to talk about something. Did you see the dumb shit that Alberto Del Rio did?
What did he do now? I saw that he no-showed an event. Yep. Impact fired him.
So,
does this surprise you?
Did you hear about like everything that happened with it?
No, I don't follow that dumb fuck. Right.
It's so funny, but just because his spiral is like 10 times worse than Paige's, and I'm so glad that she's
not
with him.
Honestly, I think the majority of her spiral was because of him.
Oh, well, yeah, 100%.
Maybe not. And Brad and Matt. Like, so many things were... I don't blame her for that one.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I'm glad people have moved on from that outside of Reddit.
I mean, I pretty much 100% have always thought that it was just pretty much Del Rio that was ruining it.
She's a talented person. Yeah. She's a really good wrestler.
So Del Rio goes and does all of these pre-event things with Impact. He is hyping the match. He's doing autographs. He talks about the match. Everything's good. An hour before there, he's like, "All right, I'm going to go like take a smoke break." Never comes back.
Yep.
Nobody hears anything from him. What the fuck?
He's an idiot that thinks he's bigger than something. But apparently, according to rumors, Vince would love to have him back.
Why? Why does Vince like him?
I don't know. He's worthless. He's not over. His announcer was over. He was never over. And you know what? Paige has been through enough. Don't bring the motherfucker back into her company.
Mm-hmm.
That and Kurt Angle name dropped TNA and everybody freaked out. Oh, TNA's not a company anymore. It's fine. Calm the fuck down. I did like that, though, when Sammy and Kevin asked for a job and he's like, "I heard TNA's hiring." I hope that was more a jab at Alberto Del Rio because he just got fired.
Mm-hmm. I didn't think about that, too. Did you see the Impact did tweet that
out? A bunch of people did.
Yeah. It was really funny.
Yeah, Petey Williams, he's like, "It wasn't an insult. We've been trying to get him to acknowledge us for 15 years.
Yeah.
Because they understand a bit. And they fucking worked for TNA. From what I could tell, Impact has improved stuff for them a lot.
Yeah.
And that's awesome. As much as we hated TNA, we never wanted to see a company fucking fail. It's people's goddamn jobs. So SmackDown, Paige is the new GM, which is awesome. That's really good for her. Because I think having her at ringside all the time was what was just killing her.
Well, I think that's why she didn't want to do the management.
Yeah, she can't be in the ring, but staying as close as fuck possible and looking.
Yeah, it's like, no, fuck that.
We already mentioned the iconic Peyton Royce and Billie Kay. We fucking love them. If you don't love them, I'm sorry, because they're such good fucking heels. They're good workers. They're great on the mic. They got the crowd. Like, they're good. They debuted Carmella Cash in, which again, I'm fine with, because it's fucking just, let's move on with from that goddamn storyline.
Mick Foley had a match with Dean Ambrose.
I don't think that's true at all.
SmackDown
overall kind of sucked.
Scott Hall came out
and he was drunk.
It was sad.
Was it sad?
Was that all that happened on SmackDown? I don't know.
Yeah, and then I turned on 205 Live just to see if anybody debuted. They didn't, and I don't care about 205 Live. Everybody says it's better. It's not. Get a crowd that gives a fuck about what's happened in the ring, so
maybe
it's not dead
silent. One day
the wrestling, I'm sure, is fine, but it's so just dead silent, and I just don't care. I didn't care about it.
Was that WrestleMania weekend? Was that it?
That's all the I
a lot
watched.
Of fucking wrestling. I watched Supercard of Honor.
Let's say I watched a little bit of other stuff, but not whole shows. I
watched a little bit of some stuff from like the Impact shows that they did.
I wanted to watch the Impact versus Lucha, and I didn't.
I watched some of that.
I really wanted to see that. There was just so much.
The Austin Aries match was really good.
Like, you just, there was enough that you couldn't take in everything. Yeah, because they had all the Access stuff. I mean, they didn't air that, but. Apparently, I saw a thing. Dakota Kai actually wrestled 6 times over the weekend.
Tight.
These people are wrestling. Joey Janela's Spring Break was...
Yeah.
Like, there's just tons of stuff. Because, of course, we didn't watch it all. I think it's awesome for wrestling. WrestleMania weekend is an awesome thing. Because...
Do you think they're going to finally split it up into 2 days?
No, they'll never do that.
But it's so long, Kyle.
You don't act like it won't be long otherwise. You know what that would mean, Lincoln? Then TakeOver and Mania are on the same fucking day. That's why they won't, because of TakeOver.
Give me the green light.
So that's probably our last wrestling review for the year, I would imagine.
That's all I got.
Maybe SummerSlam.
Maybe SummerSlam if it's good.
Yeah. I probably won't talk about it unless we really like it. What are you doing with your hands right now?
That's how I talk.
You think Enzo was there?